Hey, what's going on? It's Darius Vrew, and welcome to Practicing Stoicism, Episode 2. On this series, I will talk about Stoic meditation, specifically from Epictetus, and I will read a quote, and then after it, I will talk about my thoughts. So, let's start with the quote. Circumstances do not rise to meet our expectations. Events happen as they do. People behave as they are. Embrace what you actually get. Open your eyes, see things for what they really are, thereby sparing yourself the pain of false attachments and avoidable devastation. Think about what delights you, the tools on which you depend, the people whom you cherish. But remember, they have their own distinct character, which is quite a separate matter from how we happen to regard them. As an exercise, consider the smallest things to which you are attached. For instance, suppose you have a favorite cup. It is, after all, merely a cup. So if it should break, you could cope. Next, build up the things or people toward which your clinging feelings and thoughts intensify. Remember, for example, when you embrace your child, your husband, your wife, you are embracing a mortal. Thus, if one of them should die, you could bear it with tranquility. When something happens, the only thing in your power is your attitude toward it. You can either accept it or resent it. Woohoo! That was a hard-hitting quote right there, huh? Some people have difficulty with the last part. When you embrace your child, husband, wife, you're embracing a mortal. We'll talk about that a little bit later on, my thoughts about it, but... First, seeing things for what they really are, right? Epictetus, I think, of the Stoics is most hard hitting with his quotes. To be honest, I like it. You know, if you want to make a point to yourself, but also to other people, sometimes you have to be really really direct about it. And if I read especially Epictetus, I don't necessarily think that you have to take it literally. You know, that's my perspective. When I read this, I don't take it literally. I don't say, well, you know, every time I embrace somebody I love, I think, oh, well, you might die. That I don't know. That's not how I practice Stoic philosophy. The way that I practice it is more like, you know, especially this principle, right? Seeing things for what they are. It's twofold, I think, for me. So the first thing is that it strengthens the first idea that we talked about on episode one, is just looking at what is inside our control and what is outside our control. So, you know, like Epictetus says, people behave as they are. Events happen as they do. And in other words, it is what it is. And we have to learn to embrace what we actually get. So I think this principle, if you think about it deeply, right, it's not like just, hey, be indifferent. No, I don't think that's the case at all. Epictetus says, embrace what you actually get. And what does that mean? Gratitude, right? Be grateful for the things in your life. But, and this is the second part of it, I said what I was mentioning, the meaning is twofold to me. First, embrace what you get, be grateful. But second, realize that it might go away. And that is, that's really, really difficult. That is, I think, one of the most difficult ideas from Stoic philosophy to truly practice. Because if we embrace the things that we get, we can cling on to them, right? Like Epictetus says, with the cup, right? If you love a cup, and you always drink coffee in that cup, and you're attached to it, and you embrace it. And if it breaks, you're like, oh, no, my favorite cup. Oh, what do I do? But you should cope, you know. You are not the cup. You enjoyed the cup. You drank coffee out of the cup for years. It was a great time. But now the cup is gone. You should cope. And that is, I think, one of the hardest things in life. Of course, I'm not talking about a cup, right? I'm talking about more important things to us than a cup. But it's the idea that matters. So how do I practice this? One of the things, for example, it's not my nature to cling on to small objects. I know a lot of people, friends who have objects, like, oh yeah, I picked this up at on my holiday and on my vacation in 2006 on a beach, and I still have like a piece of rock. What? Like, I'm not that type of person, but so I don't know what to do with that kind of stuff. But for me, I always bought a lot of clothes. I love to buy clothes. And then I had, and at one point, about four years ago, when I was moving to London, I was like, wow, I have a lot of clothes. And it's time to say goodbye. And this might sound weird, or it might not sound weird, but that was pretty difficult for me to do, the first step, just to get rid of the stuff that I owned for many, many years. But once I did it, I was like, whew, this feels good. This feels really, it's like a relief, you know. You realize that you are not your clothes. You are not the objects that you have. And I think that the first step for all of us, I think this is something that we can all benefit from, is to remove ourselves from the objects in our lives. But what about people? And that is, I think, more complicated. I don't approach people I love the same way that I approach clothes. Obviously, that is obvious. But what about the thing that the Epictetus says is that, hey, if one of them should die, you could bear it with tranquility. Again, he doesn't say you should be indifferent to it, or he doesn't say, hey, it shouldn't matter to you. No. He says you should bear it with tranquility. That means you don't cause a scene for yourself. You don't let your emotions consume you. You don't let it ruin your life. You bear it. You bear it with tranquility. And I think that is a very noble aim, to be honest. And can we do it? I think a lot of people, if you would ask them at right now, the answer is no. But the good thing about life is that it's a process, and we improve ourselves. And to me, one of my personal goals is to, at some day, be in that position that I can bear the loss of a loved one with tranquility, because I think that is the ultimate sign of emotional strength and emotional growth, because you're not indifferent. No, obviously it hurts. It hurts. It's bad. It's the worst thing, but you should bear, right? And I think that is what this principle is about. Seeing things for what they are, you know, be grateful. Be grateful for the things you have. Be grateful even for the objects that you have. But don't cling on to them. Don't make them part of your identity. But also make sure that you are grateful for the people in your life. And yeah, of course, make them part of yourself, right? And that is, I think there's nothing wrong with that. Yes, we can cling on to people. Yes. It is good to be close. But we have to realize that life comes to an end. And at some point, we have to say goodbye. And at that point, we have to be tranquil and we have to bear it. And I think that's a perfect word for it. This translation is great, I think. It's nothing more than bearing it. We're not saying, hey, don't care about it, don't let it hurt you, don't, you know, all those things, or just go and continue with your life and all those things. No. It's like, yeah, life is not always great. And at some point, people you love will no longer be there. And at some point, you will no longer be there, right? So we have to realize that as well. And that is the ultimate definition to me of seeing things for what they really are. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this one. If you want me to talk about some challenges, some things that are going on in your life, feel free to email your questions, challenges, whatever, to me, or the topics that you'd like to hear my thoughts on. And I'll try to pick a Stoic quote or meditation that fits that challenge. So until next time, like always, take care.